Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 14th, Tuesday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. Let us begin with Tesla's stock performance and a quick technical view, before moving into the major news stories shaping the company's outlook. According to the latest market data, Tesla shares opened at about $404.61, traded as high as roughly $405.57, and as low as about $391.37, before closing near $394.76. That closing level represents a noticeable drop from the previous close around $407.76, on a solid trading volume of more than 30 million shares. From a technical perspective, in just a few words, strong resistance above 400, support emerging near 390. For stock investors, this suggests the market is reassessing recent optimism, especially in light of the new fundamental and regulatory news we are about to discuss. Short-term traders will be watching whether Tesla can reclaim the $400 level, while longer-term investors will care more about execution on strategy, margins, and growth in new businesses like autonomy and robotics. Now, let us turn to the key Tesla-related news items that matter most for investors and Tesla fans. According to Finanzen.net, Tesla delivered a surprisingly high number of vehicles in the second quarter, reaching roughly 480,126 cars worldwide, an increase of about a quarter compared with the same period a year earlier. This performance clearly beat the average analyst expectation, which had been closer to 400,000 vehicles. The report highlights that UBS, one of the major investment banks, had already raised its delivery forecast shortly before the official data, moving its estimate from 380,000 vehicles up to around 405,000 for the quarter. Even that upgraded forecast turned out to be too cautious, as Tesla's actual deliveries came in significantly higher. Despite the strong operational result, Finanzen.net notes that Tesla's share price fell sharply on the day of the announcement, dropping around 7.5%. UBS analyst Joseph Spak is quoted saying that delivery numbers no longer move the stock as strongly as they did in earlier years. Instead, the valuation is now driven more by expectations around Tesla's future technology stories, artificial intelligence, the robotaxi platform, the humanoid robot program known as Optimus, the large semiconductor manufacturing project called Terafab, and the solar business. For investors, this implies a notable shift. Classic automotive metrics such as deliveries, revenue, and margin remain important as the foundation of Tesla's cash flow, but they are no longer the main drivers of daily stock price movements. UBS underlines that Tesla plans to invest around $25 billion in capital expenditures this year, and likely to maintain a similar level in the coming years. Funding this requires a healthy auto business, yet the market's focus has migrated to whether Tesla can successfully commercialize robotaxis and humanoid robots at scale. The UBS view, as reported by Finanzen.net, is that sentiment around Tesla's long-term technology roadmap will dominate the stock's direction more than quarterly delivery beats or misses. Investors therefore should track both the stability of the core vehicle business and evidence of real progress toward autonomous driving and robotics. For Tesla enthusiasts, this underscores how critical software, full self-driving, and AI capabilities have become to the company's identity. Next, let us look at a cluster of European news stories that together paint an important picture about Tesla's production strategy, costs, and exposure to trade tensions between the European Union and China. According to multiple European sources, including Zeit Online, Handelsblatt, and TV, Courier, the Frankfurter Neue Presse, and the Hungarian outlet HEG, the new European Union tariffs on electric vehicles imported from China are reshaping where Tesla and other automakers build cars for the European market. These articles all reference a study by the European Transport Organization Transport and Environment, based on global data figures. The core finding is that Western brands such as BMW, Dacia, Volvo, Smart, and Tesla have significantly reduced the share of their European electric vehicle sales that originate from factories in China. The proportion of so-called made-in-China battery electric vehicles from these Western makers, sold into Europe, has fallen from roughly 38% last year to about 23% in the first quarter of this year. Within that group, Tesla is specifically mentioned. According to Zeit and other outlets, the share of China-built Tesla vehicles in the total European electric vehicle market dropped from about 23% to around 19% over the same period. In other words, Tesla has shifted part of the supply for Europe away from Chinese production, likely in response to tariff uncertainty and the desire to reduce regulatory and political risk. The Frankfurter Neue Presse goes further in its analysis, pointing out that since the autumn of 2024, Western manufacturers including BMW, Tesla, and Volvo have been ramping up electric vehicle production within Europe. In Germany specifically, data from the National Auto Industry Association VDA shows that production of pure battery electric vehicles rose by about 15% last year to roughly 1.22 million units, even while domestic sales weakened. German plants, including Tesla's European factory near Berlin, are increasingly producing for export or for future demand, effectively building inventory. For investors, this trend has several implications. First, relocating production from China back to Europe likely increases Tesla's unit costs. European labor and energy tend to be more expensive than in China, and new plants may not yet be operating at maximum efficiency. This can pressure automotive gross margins, at least in the short to medium term. Second, the move reduces geopolitical and tariff risk. Relying less on vehicles exported from China means Tesla is less exposed to sudden changes in European trade policy. According to these European reports, the tariffs are having an uneven effect across the industry. For Western brands like Tesla, they encourage reshoring of production. For Chinese brands such as BYD and Geely, they have not significantly slowed imports. Those companies are still increasing their shipments to Europe, driven by massive overcapacity at home. One notable exception is SAIC, whose European sales are reported to have fallen sharply, because the European Union imposed almost double the tariff rate on SAIC compared with BYD or Geely, due to higher levels of alleged state subsidies. The Frankfurter Neue Presse and HVG both highlight an interesting twist in Chinese manufacturers' strategy. To mitigate the impact of tariffs on fully electric cars, these companies are aggressively pushing plug-in hybrid models into Europe. Chinese brands' share of the plug-in hybrid market in the European Union has jumped from around 3% last year to roughly 13% now. Furthermore, since the European subsidy investigation in 2023, Chinese automakers have announced around 10 new vehicle factories to be built inside the European Union, in countries such as Hungary and Spain. Once these plants are running, Chinese brands will be able to label cars as European-made, avoiding most import duties while still leveraging their cost advantages and supply chain strength. A key conclusion from the Frankfurter Neue Presse article is that the European Union may have forced a relocation of production but has not secured a clear strategic victory. Western carmakers like Tesla are now building more in Europe at higher cost, which hurts their margins, while Chinese rivals are adapting by shifting to plug-in hybrids and constructing their own plants inside the Union. Over a time frame of several years, this could mean intense price competition in Europe, with a real risk that the lowest-cost electric vehicles will be produced by Chinese brands operating locally rather than by traditional European manufacturers. For Tesla shareholders, this sets the stage for a challenging environment in Europe. On one side, Tesla is investing heavily in its Berlin plant and, indirectly, in supply chains that increasingly sit inside Europe rather than in China. On the other side, competitors from China are preparing to produce within the same region, potentially with a cost base that undercuts legacy European automakers and pressures Tesla's ability to maintain premium pricing. Investors should therefore pay close attention to three aspects. First, how quickly Tesla can improve manufacturing efficiency at its European facilities to bring costs closer to its best plants globally. Second, how the product mix for Europe evolves, including smaller, more affordable models that can compete with aggressive Chinese offerings. Third, how Tesla's brand strength in software, charging networks, and perceived technology leadership helps defend pricing power even when hardware competition intensifies. While the tariffs reduce some political risk tied to China, they replace it with a different kind of competitive risk, as all players are pushed to localize production and fight on cost and technology within Europe itself. Next, let us shift focus to another strategically important region, Australia, where Tesla is engaging in the debate over how governments should tax road use as electric vehicles become more common. According to the Australian Financial Review, Tesla is urging policymakers to abandon a plan for a state-level electric vehicle tax in New South Wales, and instead to create a national road user charging system that applies to all drivers, including those driving petrol or diesel cars. The current New South Wales policy, scheduled for implementation in mid-2027, would specifically tax electric vehicles and hybrids for each kilometer driven, on top of existing fuel excise for combustion vehicles. Tesla's position, as reported by the Australian Financial Review, is that targeting electric vehicles with a separate state tax is both unfair and counterproductive for the transition to cleaner transport. Instead, the company advocates a unified nationwide system where every driver pays a usage-based fee reflecting road wear and infrastructure costs, regardless of whether their car uses petrol or electricity. For investors, Tesla's lobbying in Australia is another example of how the firm is trying to shape regulatory frameworks in key markets. Nationwide, Technology-neutral road charge can help avoid singling out electric vehicles for extra taxes, which could slow adoption. Moreover, it simplifies compliance for a company like Tesla that sells directly and often manages software-enabled features such as mileage reporting and connectivity. From a strategic viewpoint, Tesla's stance supports its broader goal of accelerating the shift to electric mobility. If governments rely excessively on EV-specific taxes to replace lost fuel excise, demand growth for electric vehicles could be dampened. Tesla is aiming to steer the policy discussion toward models that do not penalize EVs compared with combustion vehicles. Finally, let us look at a development in Europe that directly concerns Tesla's autonomous driving ambitions and the deployment of its full self-driving system. According to the Slovenian outlet CEO, Slovenia is preparing to join a growing list of European countries that have approved Tesla's supervised autonomous driving system. The article explains that the Tesla Owners Club in Slovenia organized a petition calling for the acceptance of Tesla's full self-driving program under the framework that still requires continuous driver supervision and responsibility. Several European Union countries, starting with the Netherlands and later including Lithuania, Estonia, Belgium, and Denmark, have already given regulatory approval for this supervised autonomy mode. On the social platform X, Slovenia's infrastructure minister Jernej Vrtovec signaled that the system will be available in Slovenia soon, although he did not give an exact date. The decision will ultimately rest with the Ministry of Infrastructure and the National Traffic Safety Agency, which must confirm that Tesla's system meets local approval standards. The CEO report notes that if Tesla's full self-driving system is officially authorized in Slovenia, the supervised self-driving functionality at what is commonly referred to as Level 2, with the driver required to monitor the road and remain responsible, would immediately affect a large share of the several thousand Tesla vehicles already registered in the country. For Tesla enthusiasts, this is a meaningful step, because each new country that approves supervised full self-driving expands the real-world database for Tesla's autonomy algorithms and enhances the perceived value of the FSD software package. For investors, gradual regulatory acceptance across more European markets is a key prerequisite for any future robotaxi business and for justifying the premium valuation attached to Tesla's AI and autonomy narrative. It is important to stress that, as the article underlines, the system remains supervised. The driver must keep attention on the road and can be held fully responsible for traffic incidents. Still, these approvals mark a shift in regulators' willingness to allow advanced driver assistance systems to take over more driving tasks under clear rules. When we connect this with the earlier European production story and the UBS report on Tesla's stock, a broader picture emerges. On the one hand, Tesla's core automotive business is confronting rising costs in Europe, growing pressure from Chinese competitors, and complex trade policies. On the other hand, the company is steadily pushing forward on global full self-driving deployment, building the foundation for potential high-margin software revenue and future robotaxi services. The tension between these two dimensions, hardware economics and software-driven upside, is exactly what currently defines Tesla's stock. Deliveries can beat expectations, as they did in the second quarter, yet the market may still mark the shares lower if it has doubts about the pace of progress toward autonomy, robotics, or other high-value future businesses. Looking ahead, investors will want to monitor several interconnected themes. First, how Tesla manages automotive margins while shifting production toward higher-cost regions like Europe. Second, how regulators in more countries react to Tesla's full self-driving technology, especially in the European Union and Australia. Third, whether Tesla can translate its large installed base of vehicles into recurring, software-based revenue streams that justify the emphasis on AI and robotaxis that analysts such as UBS describe. For Tesla fans, these stories show a company that is still expanding deliveries strongly, navigating tough geopolitical currents, and methodically opening more doors for its autonomous driving system. The next few years will be decisive in proving whether Tesla's bold future-oriented narrative can fully convert into sustainable financial performance. Thank you for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for more updates on Tesla's journey in the markets and on the road.